Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome to But I'm a Lesbian, the podcast where we serve all baddie sass, queer film reviews, and everything in between. Whether you're a baby gay
or a queer elder, we're here, we're queer, and we're diving deep into all things lesbian. We're your hosts, Caitlin
and Angelina.
Get ready for some sapphic serotonin. So on today's episode,
Yes. We
are recapping one of our favorite films. You can probably tell from the title of our podcast.
Yeah.
We are recapping But I'm a Cheerleader, which no one else is going to think this is that interesting, but I always thought it was from 1999, but technically it didn't come out in the U.S. until 2000.
Okay.
But it gives 99 vibes.
It
does.
I
don't know.
Yeah.
It came out August 11th, 2000 in U.S. theaters. Mm-hmm. But in Canada Independent Film Festival, Toronto Independent Film Festival, it came out in 1999.
Okay.
Like the year before.
So then I'd say 1999 for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has to be.
That's when you were born.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
1999 is a good year because she was born then. And also I feel like that's like the year that I remember the most of as a child.
Oh, okay.
Because I was 9 and I remember like I spent the summer with my cousin and she was like babysitting me, but she was only 12. So it was really just us hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was fun. That was when we would stay up and watch like Love Line with Adam Carolla. And we would watch this show called Undressed on MTV. It was all about sex. And we would watch it really, really quiet. Like we turned the volume all the way down and put our like our heads right by so we could hear it because we didn't want my dad to be like,
what are you watching?
I just heard blowjob. We were like, I don't know what that means. Anyway, point being, But I'm a Cheerleader was released in 1999 or 2000, depending on what country.
Yes.
And it stars Natasha Lyonne and Clea DuVall. And it features Melanie Lynskey and RuPaul. So it's star-studded. It is
exactly.
A star-studded cast. Mm-hmm. We also have a super special guest that's going to be joining us for our recap and for our question jar segment.
Okay, so I'm so excited about this recap and our guest. Her name is Shavonna Clark. She's the first out lesbian in the Miss USA pageant.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I am also so excited about this. I'm like fangirling over it. So I had heard about her in the mm-hmm. news. And then before we even started the podcast, I was scrolling through on our TikTok mm-hmm. and I happened to see her and I was like, oh my God. So I followed her and mm-hmm. then we started talking and she said that she wanted to be on an episode or she was willing to be on an episode.
Yes.
I was so excited.
And now it's finally done.
It's finally happening. Yes, because we asked her, is there a specific movie that you would want to do?
Yes.
And she said, but I'm a cheerleader.
So it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. I'm so excited about it. And it's going to be so fun. And it's just gonna be great. That's all. I'm just so excited.
That's all.
I can't
it's
stop
just
saying
fun and great.
And. Yeah.
Okay. So before we take our break and welcome Shavonna, let's do our hot takes / burning desires for this movie. I know you said you had a lot of hot takes. So
I did,
you
but
go
I'm
first.
Not gonna talk about all of them because some of them are gonna piss people off. So I'm not gonna share.
That's what it's okay.
I don't
I'm curious. Now.
Okay. Well, one of them is because they kept talking about like one of the signs that that Megan is gay is that she's a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
I have gotten attacked on there used to be this website called afterellen.com. I think it still exists. People don't like it because they're TERFs now, but it used to be all we had in like 2008. Anyway, I've gotten into fights with like older lesbians on there because they made an article about what is the link between veganism and lesbianism.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying it's because the female animals, like, their female body parts are commodified. Like they are forced to be pregnant mm-hmm. and then have their babies taken from them so you can have the milk. They're mm-hmm. forced to make so many eggs, like way more eggs than they normally would.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that a lot of lesbians would be feminists, mm-hmm. would be vegan. And at the time in the late 90s, early 2000s, mm-hmm. sometimes people didn't even have the word vegan and they would be like, I'm a vegetarian, which mm-hmm. encompasses eggs and milk. But also I feel like a lot of women and a lot of lesbians are very empathetic. So mm-hmm. that was my hot take. And I'm just going to stick with that one because that was my most controversial one and I wasn't going to say it. But since you
but
asked.
But now you said yeah. it. Yeah.
So what's yours?
So mine was that Megan shouldn't have like made a big deal when she saw Clayton and Dolph. I know
she was
shocked.
Oh my God, I was so mad.
Yeah, when I first saw that for the very first time, I was like, girl, shut up. They're going to get in trouble. And yeah. they did because yeah. Dolph gets like dismissed from, oh my God, I like almost choked on my spit.
Oh my God, that happens to me all
Dolph
the time.
Dolph was like, oh my God, okay.
You're so upset.
I was so
like,
upset.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah. So that's my hot take. Yeah. She shouldn't have made a big deal that led him to getting kicked out because yeah. that was messed up. But yeah.
I agree.
Mine's, yeah. I guess, not as controversial
I
as
think
yours.
It, no, I know. But I think it was interesting and we can, you know, talk about it more in the recap when it happens. But I, yeah. it's like she was still kind of in denial at that point. So
I
she
think
was
so.
Like, oh, being gay is bad. But also she was literally masturbating. Wasn't she thinking about Graham? When wasn't she, was that what she was? Wasn't she masturbating?
No, that was the – I forgot her name, but she's like goth in that?
I know, but that when that was when Megan went into the other room and saw them making out,
yeah,
who was she thinking about when she was masturbating? Because she took the little thing and she was like, oh. And then
yeah,
she
was thinking about Graham.
And that's what I
she
thought.
She was thinking about
so
Graham.
I was like, oh, really? So you are realizing you're kind of gay, but you're still yeah. being a hater. And you know what? There
getting
are,
other people
there are
kicked
people
out.
Like that. So I guess that makes sense. But she came to her senses at some point.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I think now that we know my thoughts on veganism and vegetarianism, we can take a quick break. And then when we get back, we're going to jump right into our recap with our special guest. Welcome back to But I'm a Lesbian. This week, we are recapping But I'm a Cheerleader, our namesake movie. And we have a special guest. Shavonna Clark is joining us via Zoom.
So for our first guest ever on the pod, we are more than pleased to welcome the first openly lesbian woman to have won the title of Miss Connecticut, Shavonna Clark. She will be co-hosting this very special episode of But I'm a Lesbian. Shavonna has her very own podcast called The Lesbian Thesbian and is also a mental health advocate and speaker. Hi, Shavonna. How are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, of course. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Yay. I was talking in the like little beginning segment about how I was so excited because we found each other on TikTok and we yes. hadn't even launched the podcast yet. And I was like, oh my God, will you be on it? So excited that the time has finally come
right?
for this
yes.
episode.
I'm so excited. Yay. I'm really excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for being here. Yeah. I know it took us some time, yeah. but appreciate this so much.
Yes. So this episode, Angelina is going to lead the recap yes. and then we can both just kind of pipe in wherever
yeah.
we feel to share our opinions. Exactly. I have a lot of opinions, so it happens.
I'm so excited. I love this movie.
Yes, it's so good.
It's a classic. Yes. Okay, so we have Megan here. She's a cheerleader, which is, I feel like, so funny. In the beginning shots, it's just like girls jumping. And she's just like, yeah, like, you know.
Yeah. I feel like they're, well, there's more. But I feel yeah. like they're kind of trying to show like
oh she's thinking about this.
But she thinks that everybody does.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
And like she's talking with her friends and everyone's just like kind of acting weird. And she's just going about her normal day. They're just like, something's off with her. Like she tried to give the twin cheerleaders a hug and they were like looking at her like, oh my God, I didn't know that hugging could be gay, apparently.
You know
I'm not
what?
Sure how she didn't realize that something was off.
I know.
Yeah,
she didn't.
She's like, whatever.
She's like, this is normal. And then yeah. in her locker, she has a picture of a woman.
Oh my God.
Oh,
we talked about on another episode, mm-hmm. Angelina had Piper Perabo, her character in Lost and Delirious as the lock screen and was like, I'm not gay.
I was like, I really like this actress.
She just looks really good in a suit and like, I'm into it.
Yes. It makes me think of that.
I'm like, okay.
Her friend grabs the poster. And so everyone's acting weird. And then she's in the car with her boyfriend, and she's just like, just driving through. And he's driving so slow. And she's like, are you sure we're supposed to be driving this slow? And he's like, it's just, what's wrong with it, right? And she's like, okay. And he's like, do you want to make out? And she's like, I guess, which I mean, if that wasn't a sign already, she's just like sitting there.
The make out scenes with the boyfriend are so cringe.
I know. They are. So gross.
She's so uninterested.
Well, yeah. And also he obviously doesn't know how to kiss because they're just both like, it's so uncomfortable.
He's so into it. And she's just like, ugh. She's like,
when is this over?
Daydreaming about other stuff. Yeah. So then he's like, okay, let's get off and, I'll walk you to your house. She goes in and she sees that there's a bunch of her friends. Her parents are there, obviously her boyfriend. And there is a man there, which obviously is RuPaul out of drag.
It's a very straight man.
Very straight man. He's an ex-gay. Which when I first saw that, I was like, oh my God. They're just like, sit down, Megan. We basically are here because we love you, but we think that you are a lesbian. And she's like, a lesbian? Are you kidding me? She's like, what makes you think that? I have a boyfriend. And they're like, you never liked to kiss me. And they're like, you're a vegetarian. which Kaylin.
Like, you force us to eat this tofu.
Yes. She's like, it's good.
Yeah. And then she has a Melissa Etheridge poster. Yes. Which I'm like, okay, I could see that that is kind of gay.
Yes. They're like, there's too many things. They're like, you have this up in your locker. So as we can tell already by now, they were collecting signs to show that she was gay in
collecting
order for this.
Her lesbianism.
Didn't they have the tofu in a Ziploc bag?
Probably.
They did, right? Well, yeah. So they were like, this is all the evidence we need that you're a lesbian. And she's like, oh my, she's still in denial. And Mike is, which is the ex-gay RuPaul, he's like, don't worry, I myself used to be a gay once. There's this place called True Directions. They help you overcome homosexuality. And she's just like, that's not me.
She's like, that's not my problem.
But her parents are like, sorry, honey, you're going there because we just want you to not be gay. So they take her, they arrive. It's like, it's Mary, her son, obviously, is very gay. Very gay, yeah. Which is so hilarious. And she's just like, it's okay. It's worked for Mike. It's worked for my son. It's worked for everybody. So you will get to the root of your homosexuality, right? Yeah. She's like, you will be straight again.
Okay.
And so Megan is introduced by Hillary, which is Melanie Lynskey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if you're a fan, Siobhana.
No, I didn't. That was the first time I saw her in something.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, you got to watch all of her things. She's in Yellow Jackets, mm-hmm. which is currently like airing. I mean, it's in between
seasons.
I just
started watching Yellow Jackets.
Okay, yes. And she was in Heavenly Creatures, which is very sad, but very gay. And that was like, I think 1995 before But I'm a Cheerleader. So she already had like, gay.
She had like characters.
And then she was in the L Word. So that's important. But only for like two episodes. I don't know. Anyway, I'm a big fan of Melanie Lynskey. I could tell you her whole filmography. We don't have time for that.
And so Hillary is introducing Megan to the camp and she's like, there's boys, there's girls here. We all got here before you did, and we figured out our route, and we admitted, basically, that we are gay. And she's just, like, still saying, that's not me. So she's like, I don't even need to be here. I'm just here because my parents brought me, Mm-hmm. And they all sit around. We see everybody else, and it's just they're dressed in pink for the girls and blue for the boys. Very stereotypical, obviously.
Yeah.
And this scene always sticks with me where everyone's listing off things, especially the girls, where they're like, yeah, you think about girls, you're attracted to them. And she's like, everybody thinks that about them. They're like, no. And she slowly starts to realize, oh my God, I am gay. And yeah. she's just like, I'm a homosexual.
The way she burst it out lives yeah. pretty rent-free in my brain.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. And so she's just there. Everyone's just like, yeah, girl, we already know this. We are too. And we're going to get over it. And she's just there like, oh my God.
Mental breakdown. Like, what is happening here?
She's like, no. So now that she's come to terms that she, in fact, is a lesbian, she's like, all right, we're going to get over this. I am going to do everything here and I won't be gay anymore. And so obviously Mary, which is the owner. Leader. Yeah, the leader of this is very like... She has them do a lot of gender-associated tasks. So, like, for the women, it's cleaning and painting their nails and, like, doing the dishes. And for the guys, yeah, they're, like,
diapers.
Yeah, changing yeah. the diapers.
Yeah, because men don't do that.
Men don't change diapers.
You have to do it yeah. as the mom. Like,
yeah. Like, they're doing all this while having to, like, do a lot of self-care to, like, always look presentable. And for the guys, they're, like, learning how to chop wood and work on cars.
Because isn't there, like, the part – does this happen now yes. where they're, like, isn't it Mike or RuPaul yes. is, like, working on the car under it? And yes. they're all, like, oh.
They're, like, oh, my God. Or they're, like, thirsting over her son, yes, over Mary's
son.
In
his short shorts.
They're all, like, oh, my God. Even Mike is distracting. He's, like, if I catch you boys looking at him again, he's I'm like, gonna but, get you kicked out. Yeah, but he's, like, oh. Like
maybe we could have something going on right? on the down low.
So it's very stereotypical, and they're just like, Megan is all for it because she's like, yes. And everyone else, especially Graham, of course, how could I forget Graham? Graham is introduced and she's just like, yeah, I'm gay, but the only reason I'm here is because my dad caught me and I will basically be cut off financially and I can't have that because they're like super rich.
Okay, this is also funny because we talked about Lost and Delirious. I can't yeah. stop talking about Lost and Delirious, apparently, you guys. But we talked about Lost and Delirious, and I was talking about how when I rewatched it as an adult, I kind of understood Tori. Mm-hmm. Not so much because she was being a jerk.
Yeah.
But I was like, if she admits that she's gay and she's – or that she's, like, in love with Polly, they'll probably cut her off. And then what if she can't go to college and she's, like, super rich? So I was like, maybe she's doing it for, like – kind of a good reason.
She like is like, I have to protect my future, which I yeah. get, but also I wanted her so desperately to just be like, who cares?
I know. Yeah. It's just so sad. But yeah. anyway, I can see where Grandma's coming from because yes. she doesn't want to get cut
I
off. Mean, but
I think her whole thing was like, I'm still going to be gay after this experience. I'm
yeah.
gonna
yes.
to be gay.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm You're, here. I'll go like, through it, but
I'll
I'm...
just pretend yeah. for the money.
She's like, I'll pass.
Instead of being like gay for pay, she's like straight for pay. I don't know.
And so they go through the program, and one day they're sitting there and two guys in a van throw something at them, which we find out they are XX gays, Larry and Lloyd, that yeah. were in Mary's program and they left and they're like, this is crazy of what you're, this is a conversion therapy. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. You can be gay. It's okay. So they invite the campers to a gay club called Cocksucker. Yeah. And they, Megan doesn't know what it is, but Graham and everyone else, like a few people are going. They're like, yeah, like, let's go. Graham is like telling Megan, do you want to go, you know? And she's just like, no, I can't. But at the last moment, she's like, okay, let's go. Like, let's have some fun. At this point already, we can tell they have a connection. Megan's clearly struggling with her sexuality. Graham's just like kind of waiting for her to be like, okay, like you're okay with being gay. But they go there and Megan is so freaked out to find out that this is a gay club. She's like, how could you take me here?
It's called Cocksucker and it's gay?
She's like, what?
She starts like reciting like scriptures.
Oh yeah,
she's like, oh god, she's like, oh my god. She's like, this is like derailing all my progress. And so Graham is just sort of like, girl, relax, chill out, it's okay. But also, where did you think we were going? And so she's like, all right. And this woman asks her to dance. Yeah. And Megan's just like, and Graham's sort of like, go ahead, you know, like go dance with her. So she dances with her. And then Graham dances with the other camper, but Megan's clearly jealous looking at her. She's just like, oh my God, like, I can't do this. So she runs off and Graham is like, Megan, wait. And they have this whole alley scene that I know you said watching back was like very interesting, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I just remember thinking that Clea DuVall looked really hot in the bar with like the like button up black shirt and it was kind of like unbuttoned. Yeah. And then when she went outside, I think she was smoking a cigarette.
Yeah,
and I
was she like, was just like sitting there smoking.
My God.
You're like, that's all you could see. You blocked out everybody like, else.
I have always loved Clea DuVall and this is why this was the start of it. So now I don't remember. I remember.
You blocked out.
Okay, tell me about the alley scene.
Okay, so she runs out there and Megan's just sitting there on that like little crate thing and she's just like, oh my God, I wish I didn't feel this way for you, but I do. And it's wrong. And Graham's like, no, it's not, girl. She's yeah. like, it's okay. But Megan's just sort of like, oh, you know, like she's still trying to play it off. But they eventually kiss. And then she's like, let's do that again. And then she like,
she's
they
like,
kiss.
That was fun. Way she's more like, fun than with my boyfriend. Yeah.
She's like, I actually enjoyed this. Yeah. And then the other camper, I keep forgetting her name, but she's the goth girl.
Is it like Siobhan or?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, something like that.
Is right? That? It's something like that. It's, and I don't want to say. Yeah.
I had it written here and then I erased it.
You erased it? Okay. Yeah. Well, the goth camper girl sees this and she already liked Graham. Like she was yeah. upset. She had a little thing for Graham, but Graham was just like, eh. And that's the one that she was dancing with. But anyways, yeah. she sees them and she's like, ugh, and she goes back in. Megan and Graham are happy as hell that night. They're like, okay.
Living their best life.
Yeah. And their connection just starts to grow throughout all these activities. They even watch like a movie on like traditional roles. Yeah. And they're being told by Mary that there's a passing test that they need to do, which is like simulate sex with a man, like male and female. And
yeah, it's so
it's
weird.
So weird thinking about that now. I'm like, what the fuck were really? They doing?
It's so weird.
It's so yeah. inappropriate. Like,
they and are really, actually like like doing it with
yeah.
the guy and they're like have to do it together. It's strange.
I know, and it's weird that I mean I feel like it's, you know, the whole movie is yeah. kind of commenting on how ridiculous these things yeah. are, right? Because it's like, what kind of parents would be like, yes, I don't want my kid to be gay, so let's like have them pretend to have sex with the opposite yeah. sex so that they'll be straight.
That's the ultimate
it's
like, test.
It's so weird. Yeah.
I think what the movie does well, it really leans into the camp. Yeah, it does. And it like just doesn't take itself seriously so much that yeah. it's like actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it did what it was meant to do perfectly.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. And can you believe, okay, so like this is a cult classic for sure.
Yeah.
But like I remember I was reading, they said when it was released, mm-hmm. they compared it to like a John Waters film, which obviously at the time they're like, oh, we don't really like that. But I'm like, who doesn't love John Waters? I love John Waters. But anyways.
Okay, but I.
Oh, you don't like that by movie. I know you
You're
don't.
You're like, wait, I should know.
I'm like, oh, I know because this.
There's just a weird thing with the dog poop.
Yeah, she eats the dog
poop. Sinead.
Sinead.
Like Sinead O'Connor.
How yeah. could we forget?
I knew it was an S, but I was thinking Siobhan.
Okay.
I don't
we
know
We were
how.
Thinking of you, Siobhan, almost.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, that sounds more accurate.
Okay, yeah, Sinead.
I'll think Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah,
so excuse
yeah.
me if I accidentally say that. I'm sorry. We got so off topic with that.
It happens a lot on here.
It does. We have like 5 to 10 different side stories.
Yeah.
So they get closer and they are like going through all these things and stuff. But one day they sneak over to each other's bed and they're like making out and they have sex and they seem to like forget about everything. And Mary finds them and she's
like, there's like a, is it like a doghouse that she puts
Yes.
Through?
They go into like this.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
because she literally puts people in the doghouse when they're in yeah. trouble. So she has
Oh my
like
God,
this
I skipped
human
over my
size.
Hot take.
I know. I was like, I wasn't going to mention it, but yes. you skipped over the part where she caught the boy.
Yeah, she, before she comes to
back
terms
track.
With this. Yeah, go back. Before she comes to terms with this, she catches Clayton and Dolph, two of the other campers, making out. And she's just like, Oh my God, they're making out. And so, of course, Mary finds them and she kicks Dolph out and Clayton goes in the doghouse yeah. for a punishment because yeah. she's like, that's bad. You should not be doing that. So, yes, that's where people go if they they show any signs of homosexuality. And so that's where she's like, Megan is out. Because Megan is like, I don't care now. This is who I am. And she's like, well, you're booted from the program. Mm. And Graham is like, well, no, I have to stay because if I don't, then, you know, I can't afford to, like, be cut off. Mm. And so Megan is really sad because she's like, well, now, and her parents had mentioned, like, we can't accept you being gay. We would not accept you. So she's like, now I have no support system. And I'm kicked out. So she goes to Larry and Lloyd's and she finds the two XX gays and she finds Dolph there and she's like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, no, it's okay. Like, thank you for getting me out of that awful place. Aww. You know? And she's like, well, do you guys know how to be a lesbian? Like, what do I do?
Can you, like, teach me?
Yeah. She's like, can you teach me?
What do I need to wear? Where do I live?
Yeah.
She's like, there's a handbook.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we can't really help you with that. But you can stay here until you figure out how to be a lesbian. Yeah. And she's just like, oh, my God. And so her and Dolph are like, she shares with Dolph that, like, her and Graham obviously are a thing. And him and Clayton were a thing. And they're like, let's get them back because now it's the graduating ceremony. And she's like, okay, we can go. We'll sneak in there. We'll say, like, come with us, right? Dolph and Clayton – he sees him and he's just like, oh, yeah, like, let's go immediately. But Megan's like, no, I can't. And Megan, Graham, sorry, my bad. Yeah, Graham's like, no, I can't. And Megan's like, what do you mean you can't? So then she does a little cheer, which is so cute.
It's so sweet. It always makes me tear up.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God. Because she's just like, you know, she's really shy coming out there. But then when she, like, locks eyes with Graham, she's just like, you know, you're meant for me. I'm in love with you. Like, let's be together. I know.
And it's also really special because when they were, like, snuggling or whatever, Graham said something about, I'd love to see you cheer because Megan said, the only time I've ever felt like that before was when I was cheering or whatever. that's how much she loves it. And so Graham was like, oh, like, I'd love to see you cheer. And I feel like Megan thought she was, like, making fun of her, but she's like, no, I want to see you doing she's something like, you love so much. And so when she did do it, it's, like, extra moving, right?
Yeah. And so Graham is like, okay, I have to go. So she runs off. Yeah, everyone in the ceremony, her dad, he's like, that's it. And she's like, I don't care. And they jump in the back of the car and they're just, like, so happy. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love this. Yeah. I love gay movies with happy endings, obviously.
Yeah.
But then it was even more of a happy ending because we see Megan's parents at that class, like, learning to accept that their daughter is a lesbian. And I'm like, there you go. That's what it should be. Not, like, saying you're just not my kid anymore. But they're like, okay, let's go to a class. Let's learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so sweet.
Right?
I love this movie.
It's a really good ending.
What?
It was a really good ending.
It was such a good ending. I was talking to a friend about, like, when we were gonna start making this podcast, and she was like, why are you calling it But I'm a Lesbian? Like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, because of the movie But I'm a Cheerleader. And I thought she would know because, like, she had a wife. But she's also not that into,
like, movies,
queer
and stuff.
Movies, oh, okay. And going to Pride and things. I don't know. She's like, she's gay, but she's not that kind of gay. I don't know. But anyway, I'm like, girl. But she's like, I was telling her about the movie, But I'm a Cheerleader. And she's like, oh, my God. She's like, that's the one where at the end they're in the truck, right? And they, like, they drive off in the truck and they're, like, kissing. And I was like, yes. And she's like, I remember seeing that when I was a kid. And she's like, that's the first movie I saw where I was like, oh, my God, I could be with a girl.
Aww.
So I thought it was so sweet that even though she didn't, like, remember specifically and, like, doesn't watch a lot of gay movies, she remembered this one. And it was, like, a special moment in her formative years.
So, I love that.
Yeah. I was like, aw. And I remember, I don't know if you both remember the first time you saw this, but I was back in the day when you would, you know, go to Blockbuster or whatever. And I was really into Bring It On. And oh, so yes. me, I was staying with my grandma and my cousin was having a sleepover. Like, so the two of us were staying at my grandma's house and she took us to Blockbuster to pick movies. And I picked this movie, But I'm a Cheerleader, because I was like, maybe it's like Bring It On. And then I remember we were watching it and I remember my cousin, she was like a little older. She was like, this is gay. And I was like, yeah.
You're like, but yeah. But like,
I feel like she thought of it in a bad way. And I was like, I like this.
You're like, this is so gay. I love it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this was also like an awakening type of moment for me.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about for you, yeah. Shivana? When did you first see this movie?
Honestly, not too long ago. I think the first time I saw it was maybe, goodness, like 2021 or 2022, honestly, which feels so recent. And I've probably seen it. I've seen it so many times since then because I watched it the first time and I fell in love with it and I just kept on watching it, honestly. Yeah. But I remember, so I really wanted to like work on my own like lesbian film because I studied acting in school. Cool. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to write like my own lesbian movie. Yeah. So I was like, I kind of want to like binge watch just like a bunch of like lesbian movies to kind of, I don't know, you know? I mean, I feel like I have watched like movies before, just watching movies, but this was my first time watching this one. Yeah. And I was just, I think I fell in love with the campiness of it.
Yes.
I thought it was just hilarious. I thought it was just so like, everything about it was like so good. Like the way they made the boys wear blue and the girls wear pink. Everything was so color coded. And like the activities that they had to do. And there was something that was really, really interesting about, it wasn't only talking about sexuality, it was also speaking about like gender roles.
Yeah.
And that was really, really fascinating, which is why I fell in love with the movie and just watched it like 1,000 times after that.
No, I love it. It does talk so much about gender roles and like gender expectations. And and I thought that was so interesting. I teach foster parents about sexual orientation and gender identity. And I in my day job, right? And I think of this movie because it's like they're kind of almost making fun of these things, but people really cling to that.
They do.
Anyway.
No, they do.
I feel like we're running out of time. So I was like, tell me where you saw it.
I'm like, okay, fast. I saw this when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, I think that's when I told you, like, I'm just going to watch like all these movies and stuff.
Yeah, that's
like,
when you found all of the really low budget movies also. Because were like, let me go to the very bottom of the lesbian movies on Tubi.
Yeah, I wanted to watch all of them and just be like, and I found this on Tubi. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so good. And I just, yeah, I fell in love with it. And I was just like, one of my favorite movies, so good. So then when Kaylin and I met and we were like, oh my God, But I'm a Cheerleader is like one of our favorite movies. We were like, well, now we know what to name our podcast.
Yes. Exactly. Okay, so we're gonna have to take a quick break. But if you're enjoying But I'm a Lesbian, please head over to our Instagram and TikTok. Okay, so now that we are done with our recap, thank you, Angelina, for that excellent recap. It's time for the moment you've all been waiting for. Munch, merge, murder. So we have three options. They are the adult versions of these people. So we have Megan, Graham, and Hillary.
Yeah.
And I have actually not thought about this yet. I just wrote the three names and I didn't think about what I would say.
Yeah. We're like, let's think about
this.
I like
to be on the spot a little because I feel like it's more from the heart. Like, if I really had to make this choice, what would I do?
Like, life or death, who are you munch, merging, and murdering?
Yes. but I'm going to make you go first.
Okay. let's see. I would munch Megan, merge with Graham, and murder Hillary. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I mean, I would obviously merge with Grown Up Graham because yes. Clea DuVall, I'm yes. so attracted. And I feel bad.
Why?
because Megan is like the main character, yeah, but that's also true.
But I just think of like grown-up Natasha Lyonne, and I'm just like, yeah, yes,
true, like yeah. poker face.
Yes.
Okay, so I would merge with Graham. I would munch Hillary because we know about my Melanie Lynskey obsession.
That's true.
And I would murder Megan, and I feel really bad about it. But also, she did get the two guys in trouble. So maybe I'm just still holding a grudge. Yeah. I'm like, no. What about you, Shivana?
I am munching Megan.
Okay.
Merging with Graham. And I'm sorry, Hillary.
Yeah.
I first like thought that I would merge with Megan, but then I was like, I don't know if maybe she'd be kind of like annoying to live with.
Yeah.
And I yeah. was like, she's kind of chiller. So
that makes sense.
I can see that for sure with that, which is why obviously we just munched her, Shivana. We were like, that's all we can do for you. But Caitlin was like, goodbye.
Yeah, out of here. I don't know.
You're like,
So another thing that we like to do at the end is we like to do a rating. So it's like, basically like 1 to 5 stars, but we do cherries because that's the theme.
Yeah.
So, Angelina, what would you rate this movie 1 to 5 cherries?
I'm going to give this a 5 out of 5 cherries because okay.
I kind of figured, but I'm excited because I think she's kind of a harsh critic.
I know, surprisingly. Yeah. Every other one I've given like a 4 or a 4.5, but I've only given the 5 one other time. I don't even
remember what it was that you gave a 5 to. Was it? I don't know.
Oh my God, what did I give a 5 to?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. I'm like, see, it's so, oh my God. But I give it 5 out of 5 cherries. What about you, Caitlin?
Same. I mean, we basically named our podcast after it.
I know.
It, so,
you're like 3.
And it was, like I said, it was like such a special moment, right, in my childhood. Yes. I remember seeing it. So I give it a 5. What do you give it, Shivana?
5. No brainer.
Yes. Yes. It's so good. It's a classic. Yes. And I feel like it really has stood the test of time, right?
Because
it's like, this is literally 25 years old.
Yeah.
But it's still good. It's also still really relevant. Like,
it is.
Unfortunately. You know, you'd think in 25 years, we would not still have this type of camp existing, but they do still exist. So, yeah, that's wild. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and do our segment 3, which we're going to do our question jar. Yeah. So if you are enjoying But I'm a Lesbian, please head over to our Instagram or TikTok and follow to stay up to date with our newest episodes, our hot takes, and all the other fun gay things. Follow at But I'm a Lesbian Pod on TikTok, Instagram, and even Facebook.
Get ready for our next segment, the question jar.
Yay! So, okay.
So who would like to go first? Shivana or Caitlin?
Well, she can't pick a question.
No, I meant like, who wants to answer the question first?
Oh, okay.
I'm like, Shivana, come pick a question.
Yeah. Like, reach through. Yeah, exactly.
Or I'll just hold it up and you tell me which one and I can pick it out for you.
Okay. No, I get it now.
Yeah.
But I feel like when we've done this before, because we love to chat, we kind of all have ended up answering the questions anyway. But it can start with... Yeah.
Okay.
You can ask.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I'll pull one out.
Pick one.
Pick a special one.
The thing that's extra fun about these is we haven't read the questions. I just like printed them from online and have been like cutting them. So I don't even know what's in there.
Okay. What sapphic trend do you pretend to hate but actually love? Wow.
Do I have one?
That requires some thinking.
I don't think
I don't think I have one that I pretend to hate, but I actually love.
I don't know. Do you have one that you can think of, Siobhan?
Honestly, no. Yeah.
Me either. I feel like I like all the gay things.
Yeah. I don't pretend to hate any gay things.
I know.
In fact, it's the opposite. Yeah. I'm like, I love. Okay, next question.
That was a weird one.
That was a weird one. Oh my gosh. Okay. So which lesbian stereotype do you fully embody and which one do you reject?
I reject U-hauling.
Okay.
I gotta say it. And I think that's just because, so me and my current girlfriend are long distance, so we just can't U-haul.
Yeah.
But I'm like really happy that we couldn't, because I wouldn't have wanted to anyway.
Yeah.
I love everyone that does it.
Yeah.
You're like, but it's just
not my thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like a big commitment to live with somebody. True. And when you've only known them for like a couple weeks, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. Like my wife and I wanted to like U-Haul immediately. Same. But she didn't move in with me until I think we were together for like a year and a half.
Yeah. Same.
And yeah,
which was must have been a lot. Like a year. Mine was also a year, but after I felt the same way, I was like, yeah, we should like totally move in together. Anyways.
Well, yeah, I guess here's the thing too, when I think about U-Hauling, like I guess I technically didn't live with my wife, but there was a time when we were first dating where I was living with my parents, but my mom didn't want me to have any like overnight visitors, and mm-hmm. I like could not be away from her for the night. So every night I would like come home from work and like shower and pack a bag, and I would go to my wife's house and like I slept at her house every night. So it's kind of like I live there, but
I get you.
Yeah, I was like, I can't be without you.
You're like, that was me when Yami lived in Lombok. We're like weekend packing so a bag, and I'm like, I just like live here already. Actually, when I had my job over there, mm-hmm. I had to do a training for 2 weeks, and instead of like driving back and forth, even though it was just 30 minutes, I just stayed with her for those two weeks, and I was like, it's a trial.
It's like, it's so
and it was
hard.
So much fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's so hard to be away from them. I don't know that what's a stereotype that I reject.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why am I like this? Well, I don't wear a carabiner. We talked about that. And apparently, like, that's like a thing. Like, all lesbians wear carabiners. I don't. So I guess I reject that.
I didn't wear one, but I did used to rock climb slash work in a rock
climb. That's cool.
Carabiners.
Yeah. I guess I kind of reject a lot of stereotypes because I'm also literally the least outdoorsy and the least sporty person. And I feel like that's a thing people think about lesbians.
Like they're just always. You know what? Then I would say that for me too, because I don't hike. I don't really do any of that
stuff. Remember when you were like, I'm going to join roller derby rugby.
Yeah.
But you were like, you said one of them seemed easier, but they both seem really hard.
I said,
like, what are you talking about?
I think I said rugby because roller derby, I don't know how to roller skate, but they said they would teach me. But then I got really afraid because I was like, I don't want to like get injured.
They tried to scout my wife to be in the rugby team. They're like,
sure.
She looks tough. She's like a little short, but she's strong.
They're like, she'll do amazing.
Yeah.
I'd want Hua on my team. I'm like, Hua can go and just like, if she goes, it'll count. They'll be better off with her rather than me.
I would be the cheerleader. I would be Megan in this situation. I would be like, yay, baby. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. These are hard questions because they're like two-part.
Right? I know.
So we'll do one more.
Let's see.
Obviously, we don't have to answer both parts.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it another two-parter?
Yes. Okay, so we can decide if we want to answer this, but what's your most chaotic U-Haul story or one that almost happened? Oh, my God.
Well, Siobhan, do you have a U-Haul story?
An almost?
Or have you just been like, no, that's too much?
No, it really is just, I truly am like such an independent person, and I'm also like had this just mission of like competing at Miss USA for such a long time.
Yeah.
So I was like laser focused. I was like, all that stuff can happen after I achieve this dream.
Okay, wait, what's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh my God, I knew it! it. Oh. I was like, this is giving Capricorn energy. I'm so focused on what I need to do. Yeah. And the romantic stuff can wait. I gotta work. I love it.
Yeah. But I mean, you had that goal and you accomplished
it. Yes.
So yeah. Yay.
Very Capricorn energy.
Yeah. Exactly.
I guess do you have a U-Haul story? Because almost your girlfriend is your first like serious.
There was another girl that I was dating. Did you move in with her? No, I did not move in with her. I'm like, yeah, I moved in with her like after talking. But no, she definitely was like, oh my God, I can be like your stay-at-home girlfriend. Like you can come live with me. She also lived in Lompoc. And I was like,
wait, no. She wanted you to work and support her?
Yeah. I was like
you can girl, be my sugar mama.
Because at the time I was like going to school to be a nurse. And so she was like, oh my God, the nurse. Like, I can be your stay-at-home girlfriend. And I was like, no, but she was serious. It wasn't like she wasn't like, oh my God, you know, like
yeah.
But I was like, no.
Oh my God. That's funny.
Yeah.
So
I guess that's
I only ever had one other relationship before my wife. My wife and I have been together since 2012. So like we were 22. And so my girlfriend before that, we met like in high school and we were best friends. And then we made the choice to start dating when we were 19. And I was living in the Bay Area and she was living in like Central California. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have a job in the Bay Area. So I couldn't. Point being, I moved in with her and her family after we were, like, technically dating for, like, only, like, a month because I didn't want to keep driving up and down. But that was a really bad idea to move in with someone's family because then when, like, her and her sister would be in fights, then, like, I was involved. And, like, when her mom would be being, like, kind of a bitch, then it's like, oh, this is awkward because this isn't my mom. But you're I'm, like I remember getting in a fight with her mom one time and, like, slamming the door. And I was like, oh, no, I can't act like that. That's not my mom. I'm being disrespectful. But I was like, she was rude.
Yeah, so, I get that.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. Probably if you move in with someone, maybe
get along.
Don't move in with their whole family unless you're like also really get along with their family.
That's true. That must have been very hard for you. Yeah, that must have been very awkward.
From like 19 to 20, almost 21.
Oh my
then
gosh.
We moved into a studio apartment on our own, like right when I turned 21. And then like within like a few months of that, we broke up. I don't know. It was like it wasn't a good match. She was a Cancer and I'm an Aquarius.
And
like,
I keep telling her Cancer and Aquariuses do not mix.
Yeah, that's what I learned. I learned that from that relationship. Also, she was probably cheating on me like all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
But also, good riddance to her.
Yeah, now I have the best wife ever. Yeah. She's so cute. And she edits all our videos.
She's our creative director.
Yeah, she's the best.
Okay, do we have time for one more?
Yes. Okay. Nice. Hopefully, thought for sure we didn't have time.
Oh my God, what is it? Okay, so what's one piece of lesbian media you secretly don't like? Oh, well, I feel like that's kind of easy. I think it's the same thing for you. I hate Blue is the Warmest Color.
I also hate Blue is the Warmest Color. And I talk about it a lot. But you know what else I hate? Because I don't want to have the same one as you.
Okay.
I hate The Happiest Season, which is written and directed, I think, by Clea DuVall, who I love. But I really don't like that movie. And we are going to talk about it near Christmas.
Because we have that.
People
on the
know
list.
Now already that I don't like it. Anyway, what about you, Siobhana?
It would probably be The Happiest Season as well.
Oh, okay.
I was so excited about it when it was coming out. I was like, oh my God, it's a lesbian Christmas movie. And I know they had like some like Hallmark ones before, which was still very exciting, but this was like more like of a mainstream, like Kristen Stewart was in it. She's really famous, you know?
Yes.
And then I thought that Kristen Stewart's girlfriend, the character, was literally terrible. Like, I hated
her. That's what I
so
hear,
much.
That she's so bad. And
oh, yeah, you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, but I hear so much from it. And I hear that Kristen Stewart and
Aubrey Plaza,
yeah, they should have ended up together. And I'm like,
yeah,
well,
they should have.
I don't know. Stayed with her girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. I like, it's one of those movies like Titanic where I'm like, I should just stop it halfway through and pretend that the ending is what I wanted.
What you wanted
like
to be.
In Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't die. Like, she doesn't drop him in the ocean. And then in Happiest Season, she ends up with Aubrey Plaza.
Like, that made me think of a comment that someone left when we did Lost and Delirious. And he's like, what do you mean tragedy? Like, I just turn it off halfway and pretend that they live happily ever after. And I was like,
okay, yes, that's real. The way to do it. Yeah, because it's too sad.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that was a good question. Right? Some of those were really hard, but I like that one.
I like move them around too, so that they would be like,
please don't be a bad one. I think, is that the last question that we have time for?
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Okay. We're all done for this episode. Yeah. We made it. And we had our first guest, and we're so thankful to Shivana for coming. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you again. This was a lot of fun.
Yay.
I'm glad you had fun.
Yes. So thank you, everyone that has tuned in to But I'm a Lesbian. We are your go-to for sapphic media reviews, WLW drama, and unfiltered queer takes. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, and subscribe on every platform. Leave us a review to help support the queer community and keep this lesbian-led pod thriving. I'm going to mention it in every episode until our ratings are a little higher. We had homophobes bomb our ratings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts before we even dropped an episode. All we had was the teaser up, and people were giving us one star.
Yeah.
And so now we have nice people that actually like our show rating us 5 stars, but it still has
fluctuating.
It's getting better. At first, when we first launched episode one, I think we had 3.0, and I was oh my God, we didn't even start yet. So please, if you like it, please give us a rating. That's a little higher than one, I hope. Oh, and we're going to talk about next week?
Yeah, so don't miss next week's episode. We are going to discuss the truly groundbreaking 1986 film Desert Hearts, available on HBO Max.
Yes.
So we'll see you next Tuesday.
Executive producers for But I'm a Lesbian are Caitlin Beatty and Angelina Herrera. Produced and mixed by Victoria Shiflett. Creative direction and video editing provided by Juanita Iriarte. Music by Stiletto Falsetto.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.